Hey, everybody. Welcome to New Noise on Lead Singer Syndrome. I'm your host today, Mike Howell, and with me is also Mike Howell. It's a solo episode. You probably saw that from the title, but you know, maybe if you're not paying attention, I gotcha. We're going to try and get through this pretty quick today because we got a bit going on. So hopefully that's cool with everybody. Quick, get in, get out. Talk about the albums from last week real quick and just kind of my thoughts on it. Stick to Your Guns. That record was pretty diverse. I had already heard it. It's great. Jackpot Juicer by Dance Kevin Dance. I listened to it for my one time. It's a really good album. I don't think I can listen to it again, but I'm really proud of everybody in that band, not named Tillian. Chat Pile. That record absolutely wrecked me. I love this thing. Probably should have been number one, but oh well. That Orphan record is also absolutely incredible, so I'm happy it's at number one too. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to the Banks Arcade record yet, and the new Amberlin EP is quite fun. A lot of different songs on that record. It's just really cool overall, right? But overall, I think it was a pretty good week for music, depending on what you're up to. I think it was a good time. With that, I'm going to kind of just rock into this week and move decently quick, running fast and loose, right? I got six this week. And it's kind of funny that Shane is gone on one of, if not the most punk week I've ever put together, which I think is pretty funny. We got two punk bands. It's unheard of on this show. But we're going to start up number six with a technical death metal band called Psychroptic and their new record, Divine Council. I say technical death metal, but this is really, I'm not going to say anything like what Archspire or bands like that are, right? It's definitely techie, but it's a little bit more toned back. They kind of know when to take the nod and not noodle on the guitar. Kind of like Decapitated almost, I think. But it's really fun. It's got some cool album art. Overall, the three songs we've gotten so far, I think Rend Asunder is probably the best one. I think that was the first single. But there's a ton of good tracks on this record. I think this is a super talented, kind of underrated band. It's pretty sick if you're into some death metal with some fun weedly woos. Next up, we're going to go to one of those punk bands I spoke about. We've got a new record from the Flatliners called New Ruin. This record is from a band that I honestly don't know too much about. I think their last record was in 2017. So that's pretty cool that we're kind of getting some more from a band that hasn't done much lately, at least as far as new music. I checked out these songs because this is just a band name that I've seen floating around for a while. And I really like this. I think it's kind of punk that's a little old head, a little new head, and overall just super well balanced between the angst and kind of energy. I think it's I haven't heard this record. I think it's going to be a really fun record. Overall, the singles are great. They're a lot of fun. I'm really glad I decided to check this band out the other week. And I'm really excited for a new album, I guess, because I don't know. It's new noise. Ayo. But yeah. Next up, we're going to rock over to number four. This is another new band for me. This week, another one that I saw their name kind of around a little bit, but didn't really know what it was because I thought the band name is absolutely terrible. But I was pleasantly surprised by this band. It's the new record Omni by Another Now. Yeah, Another Now. Doesn't roll off the tongue very well. But this is a really cool band that's kind of embracing electronicore again in I'm not going to say a similar way to the latest Code Orange record, because they're not a hardcore band. They're definitely more of a metalcore band for sure. But they kind of remind me almost of like Rogue or maybe some early Icy Stars, where there's like a little bit of electronic, but not a ton. Overall, I think these singles are pretty cool though. The record came out on Wednesday. I just wasn't aware of it and haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet today. But it's probably going to be the first thing I listen to after this. But there's some sweet singles off here. What was my favorite one? Where is it at? I lost it. I want to say Parallax is my favorite. That's just a cool song. Yeah, overall, like really fun band. I think at points they kind of are heavy just for the sake of being heavy, and it doesn't really work with some of these singles. But who knows? Maybe I can be proven wrong with this album. I think it's a really cool project and definitely worth checking out if you miss like Abandon All Ships and stuff like that. Maybe a little more dubsteppy than house, but you know what I mean. It's cool stuff. Next up, coming in at number 3, this is a record that I got a week early. Kind of a weird 2 weeks where I get a record early every week. But I think this one will slot in quite well at number 3. It is the new record, The Great Heathen Army by Amon Amarth. For those not familiar with Amon Amarth or who haven't seen them at a festival or anything like that, this is the Viking metal band with a Viking ship on their stage. And they sing about Vikings and Viking gods and just have a jolly old time. This band has been a favorite of mine since I was in high school. So it's going on 10, 15 years at this point. 10 years at this point. God, I'm not that old. But it's a good time. Just super riffy, nothing too complicated, some sweet guttural vocals, and just some straight up amazing metal. I like to put on Amon Amarth in my workout playlists, stuff like that. Yeah, it's just very heavy in the right ways that, like, I don't know. I don't listen to this band a lot anymore, but I will go see them live at almost any chance I get, right? Just because they do put on an incredible live show, and it is just, it translates really well. It's that kind of metal, which I think is really cool and fun. But this record is great. I think it's a bit of a return to form. Their last one really didn't grab me very much, but I spun this record and immediately wanted to kind of spin it again. Just overall really cool, some great riffs. I think they found the magic again. Number 2, coming in with an EP from one of my favorite up-and-coming bands. I am a little sad that this is an EP and we're not looking at a full-length album yet. But we're going to talk about the EP, The King and Queen of Gasoline by Hot Milk. I think this is about 5, maybe 6 songs long. The band members have said that they saved the best songs for the EP release, so we'll see about that. But I really like the 3 singles off of this. Bad Influences, just super catchy, as is Teenage Runaways. And I Fell in Love with Someone I Shouldn't Have is kind of a different song for the band that I think really shows some diversity that's been lacking lately, if you even want to call it that. They just kind of broke their own formula a little bit in a really cool way. I think these guys are super talented. They're groovy. They know how to have fun. And they've just got kind of like the essence of pop and punk, and they're making it work in a really, really cool way. Yeah, if you're not on the Hot Milk train because of the name, just listen to your heart, listen to me, and listen to this band because they're incredible. And number 1, we've got the new record, In the Wild by The Interrupters. That's right. I have put a punk band number 1. Nearly unheard of, I think. Yeah, I can't remember any time I've done that where a straight up punk band has been number 1. But yeah, this is a absolutely banging band. I think they're one of the few bands that's keeping kind of like old school punk alive. They've got some ska elements within them, but it's never overly done. It's not a ska band. They are just a punk band who happen to like trumpets. I really like the lyrical content that this band kind of puts through. It is about having fun and being punk and getting out of jail and stuff like that. But it's got some interesting political mindsets as well as kind of like internal monologue type stuff. Like, I really like the song In the Mirror for that reason. But then you've got things like Anything Was Better, and it's just like anything was better than being in my hometown and stuff like that. And I don't know. I think this record's going to be absolutely great. I love the Interrupters. I think they are super, super solid. One of the most fun bands I've ever seen live too. I think I saw them a couple nights before Christmas one year, and they played a cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which was just the strangest and coolest thing. But this band's fun, and I think this record's going to be fun. And I think even if you're here for the metalcore and deathcore recommendations, check out a punk record once in a while. I do, and it never disappoints. Yeah, this record's going to be pretty good. So to just kind of recap real quick, I know I'm kind of talking at you, so trying to get it done. But we've got Psychroptic, The Divine Council at number 6. We've got The Flatliners with New Ruin at number 5. We've got Another Now with their record Omni at 4. We've got Amon Amarth with The Great Heathen Army at 3. We've got Hot Milk with their EP, The King and Queen of Gasoline, at number 2. And we've got the new record, In the Wild, by the Interrupters at number 1. Tons of good stuff. With that, we're going to get into kind of the honorable mentions. And I'm going to start this off with an honorable mention that is only here for the sole reason that I have no idea what it is. In Heart's Wake is releasing their album soundtrack documentary thing. So I have no idea what that is. That could have been number 1 this week. That could have been just an honorable mention like it is. It's going to be weird. I'm going to check it out. I'm probably going to watch the documentary in order to check it out and then maybe listen to the album on its own. But yeah, In Heart's Wake, really cool band coming out of Australia. It should be a fun release. Speaking of also honorable mentions and albums, Bullet for My Valentine is releasing a deluxe version of their self-titled record. So check that out if you're interested. As far as the kind of singles and things along those lines, I don't know who this band is, Bad Sons, but they released a song featuring Paris, and it's an absolute banger. So check that out. Outline and Color has a new song featuring Loveless, which should be pretty cool. Straight from the Path has a new song coming out featuring Jesse Barnett of Stick to Your Guns. That record's dropping pretty soon, so that should be a fun single. There's a new single from Black Bear, the hip hop artist featuring Burt McCracken of The Used. So that's kind of interesting, and I'm keen to see how that sounds. We've also got a new single from The Wise Man's Fear featuring Lauren Babick, super talented vocalist. So make sure you check that out. There's a new single from Demon Hunter, should be fun, as well as Scarlett O'Hara, a band that's kind of underrated and didn't need to bring Crabcore back because Crabcore never left. The Bunny the Bear's got a new single. This is always a super interesting band who I think has kind of been ahead of the game the whole time and nobody's really seen it. The controversy and weird stuff around the band, but I really like them. I think they're talented dudes. There's a new Silver Sun Pickups song. I really like that band. You should check that out if you're into them as well. Kind of just chill. Flight Pass has a new single, as well as Alter Bridge. To get in some metalcore, there's a new single from Becoming the Archetype. I'm really excited that this band's back, let alone releasing an album. So I'm pretty stoked on this. There's a new single from For the Fallen Dreams, which is super cool. Michigan band, love them. As well as a new single from Time the Valuator, which is super exciting. I think that they're an absolutely great progressive metalcore band that's super duper underrated. We're getting a new single from Jutes, who is a super cool kind of like emo, rap, pop, funk artist. I think it's really cool. If you like Andres, you'll like Jutes. That's my shtick for that. There's a new single from The Panic at the Disco, as well as the 1975. Kind of tossed them together. Pretty similar, at least at this point anymore. But they should be pretty good. Those guys are great songwriters still. There's a new single from Action Adventure. It's a pop punk band. Make sure you check them out. New Holding Absence song, super sick. Going on tour with Silverstein here pretty soon, as well as the Amity Affliction, should be a fun time. Kind of mad this song's coming out though, because I don't think the EP drops for a bit here, and we've got three of the four songs now. Well, it's like a split EP, right? With them and Alf Wolf, but yeah, kind of weird. There's a new Armor for Sleep single, so make sure you check that out. Those guys are absolutely killing it. I finally got to that single from a couple weeks back when they announced the album, and it's an absolute banger. There's a new song from Orthodox, which is super cool, kind of beat down hardcore band, as well as the new song from Fallujah, who's kind of a progressive death metal band. As far as kind of standard metal and things go, we've got new singles from In Flames and Slipknot. I really liked the second Slipknot single, so I'm kind of interested to see where they go with this one. I hope it kind of maintains the same form where they're going for with kind of a older Slipknot sound. Next up, our last single that I'm going to talk about, there's a new single from Unprocessed before their record drops next week. This is a super cool band, a lot of cool progressive metalcore influences. But yeah, should be pretty fun. I know that was a lot of information really quickly. Oh, there's a new Mars Volta single, so that's pretty cool. Check that out. But yeah, I know that's a lot of information pretty quick, so really sorry about that, but I'm kind of busy here recording on this Thursday afternoon, and just generally got some things going on. But I still want to get you guys the new music. So if you want to make sure you don't miss anything, make sure to check out the full list on my Instagram at Slappy Slam. That's L-S, or that's not how you spell it. It's S-L-A-P-P-Y-S-L-A-M with the ad symbol at the front on Instagram. Check me out or whatever. I don't care at this point. But yeah, go come get the music if you want. Hope you all have a great week. Hope you enjoy some new tunes. Hope you found some new tunes this week from me, hopefully. And yeah, hope you just stay chill. That's what we'll leave it. Stay chill. Bye.